We'll start off the next hour with Al Mundy and Joe Carr with Dust, Drought, and Depression.
Daddy moved out on the plains in 1903, and after two hard Scrabble years, he sent for Mom and me. In a little two-room dugout, Mama tried to make a home, and Daddy tried to make a crop where buffalo once roamed. Ourselves a piece of land, we built our little home. We tried to make a living, we worked hard every day. The dust, drought, and depression came and blew it all away. Didn't know about the crash of 29, but bankers want their money and we got way behind. The final blow came in the spring of 1935. A wall of dirt as black as night fell out.
Junk mail and the bills, I got this letter saying you have won $1 million or a smaller prize. So I ran right to the phone, although I suppose I should know better than to fall for this again. I won a lava light last time. I dialed the number listed and was hoping to be told you are the grand prize winner. But instead, I'm stuck on hold. Seems like everything I do in life, there's something keeps me waiting. Doctors, banks, traffic lights, and supermarket lines. At least while standing with my broccoli, there's something stimulating to read.
Right, Cosmo.
Or those tabloids full of inquiring minds. Entire Midwest towns sucked up by alien invaders. Gee, I wonder if that's what has happened to my operator. I'd give this up except this voice inside my head keeps saying that any minute now there'll be someone on the line. Then again in one more minute I could go stark raving crazy, hearing strangers in the night for the 42nd time, and they never sing the words, it's only doobie, doobie, doobie. What's worse, I'm paying to hear crap I wouldn't listen to for free. If Alexander Graham Bell could have seen the future, do you think he would have gone into some other line of work? Become a famous baker,
Alexander's Graham Crackers.
Or would he have left me standing here feeling like a jerk, counting all the tiles on my beat-up kitchen floor and wondering if the phone cord will reach past the bathroom door? And then someone answered, and they said to me,
still busy.
Keep on holding. If I just hang on forever, do you think that they will answer? Or will someone stumble in here in a couple hundred years, find some petrified cheese doodles and a slice of fossil pizza stuck to a skeleton with a telephone pressed to its former ear? They may ask,
what did she dial?
Was it
hemorrhoids,
gout, or fever? Then they'll hear the ghostly tape recorded, a voice from the receiver.
Strangers in the night.
We're really glad you called, but all our operators are currently busy. Your call is important to us, so please stay on the line.
PhD. One day Sarah says, I've never seen Paris. I get a postcard from across the sea, and she says, it's so heavy when you're holding up the ceiling. Ain't it lighter when you let the thing fall? Ain't it better having something you believe in? And ain't it heaven when you're never holding back at all? A beautiful man in a Brooks Brothers suit. One day Benny throws his briefcase out the window. He sold his car and bought a silver-plated flute and says, it's so heavy when you're holding up the ceiling. Ain't it lighter when you let the thing fall? Ain't it better having something you believe in? It ain't it heaven when you're never. Yeah. never made it to the office. Richard calls, says he's homesick in bed. This morning Richard was a Rudolph Valentino, and I saw his wife tonight, and she was smiling when she said it to me. So heavy when you're holding up the ceiling, ain't it lighter when you let the thing fall? Ain't it better having something you believe?
Stripping down as we climbed into our swimming suits, which was crazy 'cause it was the perfect night for a skinny dip. I have read my Shakespeare tragedies and Friar Lawrence, I know what he said. I know we got to slow down and remember to eat, but that's hard, 'cause I don't know the hour or the day of the week. I think it's almost summertime, I can tell by the heat. But tell me if I'm crazy or if I'm losing my mind. Seem to be keeping time just fine. But you said not yet, and I said good, and then a couple of hours passed. Now I am nakeder than the day I was born, and I'm scared to death and happy as a hummingbird. I don't know the hour or the day of the week. I think it's almost summertime, I can tell by the heat. Tell me if I'm crazy or if I'm losing my mind. You and me seem to be keeping time just fine. 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. Why the hell must life get so complicated when all I really, really want is the simplest thing in the world? I wanna. the day of the week. I think it's almost summertime. I can tell by the heat. But tell me if I'm crazy or if I'm losing my mind. But you and me seem to be keeping time just fine. Seem to be keeping time just fine.
That was Putnam Smith with I Think It's Summertime. Before that, Susan Werner with So Heavy. Stuck on Hold by Alien Folklife. And we started off with Dust, Drought, and Depression by Al Mundy and Joseph Carr. This is Hattie Hubbs with the Folk Show on WPSU. The Ragbirds bring a dynamic, energetic fusion of folk rock and pop hooks over danceable world rhythms to Elk Creek Cafe and Aleworks from 5 to 7 p.m. on Sunday, June 5th. And on Thursday, June 9th, join fellow Irish music lovers at the State College Irish Session. They will be welcoming traditional instrument and traditional music players and lovers on the second Thursday of every month at Belfont's Big Spring Spirits. Music starts at 7 p.m. And we'll start our next session with Mustard's Retreat singing Summer and You.
In every heart there is a room, a sanctuary safe and strong to heal the wounds from a lover's past until a new one comes along. I spoke to you in cautious tones. You answered me with no pretense. And still I feel I said too much. My silence is my self-defense. And every time I've held a rose, it seems I only felt the thorns. And so it goes, and so it goes, and so will you soon, I suppose. But if my silence made you leave, then that would be my worst mistake. So I will share this room with you, and you can have this heart to break. And this is why my eyes are closed. It's just as well for all I've seen. And so it goes, and so it goes, and you're the only one who knows. So I would choose to be with you. That's if the choice were mine to make. But you can make decisions too, and you can have this heart to break. And so it goes, and so it goes, and you're the
beginning is now. and will always be. You say you've lost your chance, and fate brought you defeat, but that means nothing. You look so sad. You've been listening to those who say you've missed your chance.
There's another train. There always is. Maybe the next one is yours. Get up and climb aboard another train.
You feel you're down. There's no such thing. Although you're standing on your own, your own breath is king. The beginning is now. Don't turn around. Regrets of bad mistakes will only drain you.
There's another train. There always is. Maybe the next one is yours. Get up and climb aboard another train.
We crawl in the dark sometimes, and we think too much. Then we fill our heads with crazy things that only break our hearts. And I know you see what the earth can do when it's dragging down another load of worrisome fools.
There's another train. There always is. Maybe the next one is yours. Get up and climb aboard another train.
I know it's hard when you feel confused. You can crown yourself with fear, and it's a fear you cannot lose. You're building. Imagination plays the worst tricks.
There's another train. There always is. Maybe the next one is yours. Get up and climb aboard. There's another train. There always is. Maybe the next one is yours. Get up and climb aboard. There's another train. There always is. Maybe the next one is yours. Get up and climb aboard. There's another train.
There's another train.
There always is. Maybe the next one is yours. Get up and climb aboard.
Pushing up through the mud, Sunny saw a bird song spilling on a table, fingers spare and lean and nimble. Needle threw a bead and another bead and another bead of the other color pushing out strong. Springtime, sunny soil, sunny soil. Sunny soil, color on the other color, layer after layer, then roll it to a butterfly thimble. Jackie and the beanstalk, long stem, thigh high, stitch another row and another row, weaving layer after layer. Sun's not going down anytime soon. So bud and bloom, bud and bloom, bud and bloom, bud and bloom. Stretching out yonder to the fireweed fair.
Going to the fair. Going to the fair.
Soup in the crock pot, birch spark needlework, patch them all together in the warm, slow, rainy days. Open up proud and plump and full and laughing. Fireweed lady. Scrapbook, pretty paper, smiles wild and wispy. Scraps in a basket, beads in the box. Chitter, chatter, pitter, patter, pass it on, rusted red, taken by the wind to the cool ground.
Thank you.
That was the McDades with McKinley Morganfields. Before that, we had Fireweed Ladies by Esther Golton, Another Train by Full Frontal Folk, and we started out with the Chenille Sisters and So It Goes. This is Public Radio WPSU, heard at 91.5 in Lamont and 100.9 in Bradford. Follow us on Twitter at WPSU. The Lamont Farmers Market is held Wednesday afternoons from 3 to 7 at the Granary in Lamont. You'll find details on the community calendar at WPSU.org/radio. The weather, boy, this afternoon, tonight, and tomorrow, rain, 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 and chance of thunderstorms. Highs will be in the upper 70s and the lows around 60. And we'll start off the next set with Mustard's Retreat, Summer and You.
There's a moon tonight, down behind the trees. A starry sky and a chilly breeze. The summer runs like a little stream as it hurries south, full of big time dreams. There were dreams here once, all shiny and new, but they all went south with the summer and you. I split some wood, stacked it too. I never could seem to find the time when I was with you. There are secrets here, answers too, but you need to know the right questions, and I never do. The road out front is just an old dirt track. It's the one you took without looking back. Be too much longer before the first snow. I've always liked it here, where the seasons change. I never could understand your need for things that stay the same. You do the best you can with what's given you, but what was best for me was not enough. The moon peeks out, then disappears again, not wanting to intrude, just like a worried friend. It's a familiar place, I thought I had forgot, but like a crossroads deal, it seems it's what I bought. I played my hand, seems it fell straight through, and it all went south with the summer and you.
It starts with a spark that catches to flame. It's given fuel and it's given air and it's given a name. The fire will grow, will burn our marshmallows. It'll warm your heart, but it starts with a spark. As every tree was a seed, and every seed came to be by the grace of the wind or the leg of a bee. Now, darling, you're small, so small for this world. A firefly in a mason jar that will swing and swirl. And the envious stars see how lovely you are. You'll outshine them all, even though you're small. 'Cause every tree was a seed, and every seed came to be by the grace of the wind or the leg of a bee. It starts with a spark, so infinitesimally small. It spreads to one, and then it spreads to two, before it spreads to us all. And it takes a risk to twist your wrist. Open up that jar.
Watch the moon. Lovers watch the moon and count the stars, though they cannot be counted, because they know they go on forever, though they may fade by day. watch the watch the moon, whether it wax, whether it wane, true lovers know it's all the same, and for the watch the moon.
You just heard Elle McMean with Time Will End, and Denise Jordan Finley, Lovers Watch the Moon. Before that, Connor Garvey with Spark, and we started out with Mustard's Retreat and Summer and You. Thanks for listening to WPSU, the folk show. Our next selection is Heather Steika with Long Spring.
It was the longest of springs and the latest of summers. Lilac and honeysuckle clinging to the branch, fragrant through the rain, until late roses came. Airplanes in the sky were small white birds gliding steadily. Watch the paint peel from the front porch. I thought of you momentarily, somewhat warily. I live on the north side of the West End these days. I am so sorry. My heart is happy while you are 1,000 miles away. You said you'd hoped the ocean would fill me with all of the joy you couldn't bring. And I'm sorry, you're right. I'm sorry I'm gone. It's been a long spring. I was a series of tempests when I lived beside you. You held on tight while I raged and rained and finally blew. I couldn't have stayed. Now I hear the train rumble past in the early morning. I leave my windows open. A breeze smells of a storm from the night before, soft and settled once more. I live on the north side of the West End these days. I am so sorry. My heart is happy while you are 1,000 miles away. You said you'd hoped the ocean would fill me with all of the joy you couldn't bring. I'm sorry, you're right. I'm sorry I'm gone. It's been a long spring. How many years did I believe there had to be something wrong with me? Pulling away from all that I thought I'd ever need. You came too soon, love wasn't enough to fill in the cracks, to smooth out the rough. That much is on me, it's my puzzle to solve. I had to leave you to find me. I have the fullest of hearts, always brimming over. I watch the tides, I let my thoughts wash over me like waves upon stone when I am alone. For all that you could give me, you couldn't give this, the feeling I can stand out in the storm all on my own and still feel I'm home.
Beneath the trees, not far from the refineries, aimed at the sky like smoking guns. I learned to walk, I learned to run away. And tracing back our history, It's a wonder how we came to be. A love driven through a dozen states with your technique for keeping me away. The day we met is still a blur. Oh, I remember just how nice you were, what you wore in Central Park, and how you left. Now I cry over these strings, this sentimental case of faith. I'm better with each passing day. I guess you'll be the one who got. Everyone has one of those. You wear them like you wear your clothes, except they don't come off at night. They are the space you hold up to the light. Somewhere along the line, you'll turn into a friend of mine who knows of my unspoken cares amid the aftermath of love affairs. Still I cry over these strings, the sentimental case of things. With each passing day, I guess you'll be the one who got away. Now I stand beneath these trees, not far from the refineries, aimed at the sky like a smoking gun. I'll learn to walk, I'll learn.
Your book cover to cover. On subsequent reading, I always discover just one more thing, and then another. You make it always seem new. I keep coming back to the story of you. When I first cracked the binding, you were a quick summer read. Thought a little distraction was all that I'd need. Then fall turned to winter. We're building a life out of words that you capture, phrases you write. Read to me. Year after year, there's more prose and more poetry. Can't wait to hear all the words that are yet to be. Yellowed with time. There are
I'm still reading through the story of you. You make it always seem new. I keep coming back to a story of you.
Singing ti-yi-yippee. Well, this old guitar's a long way from home. Well, I was sitting in the shade along Highway 90, wondering if tonight I'd be in Buffalo. And it seems to me, as I get older, life at times gets so hard to take. But it ain't easy finding work with a fiddle on your shoulder. I got a stack of dirty dishes at home in my kitchen sink. Down the dusty road, singing ti-yi-yippee. Wishing I had me a change of clothes. Well, I once dreamed I owned me a place on Lake Tahoe, a Lincoln Continental and a 60-foot boat. And I woke up from that dream.
That was Traveling Paul and Dr. Tom with Spider on a String. Before that, Friction Farm, I Read Your Book. John Corca with The One That Got Away. And Long Spring by Heather Steika. This is WPSU State College, PSX Kane, W237BE Huntingdon, W294AE Altoona, W265BB Bradford, W236AH Treasure Lake, W284AK Clearfield, and W221BD Du Bois, an outreach of Penn State.